Greetings, this is Dan White with the media book, The End Time Church, Chapter 62, Taking the Easy Road. Marcus, the first Gentile bishop of Jerusalem, and the Gentile Christians there, did what Roman Emperor Hadrian wanted, gave up the Sabbath and feasts, and avoided persecution. They took the easy way out. When Yahweh led Israel out of Egypt, he did not lead them on the easy way out. He led them into a wilderness where Pharaoh thought he had them trapped. Israel thought so too. When Yeshua began his flock, he did not let them lead an easy life in Jerusalem. At first, all the Christianos were camped out in Jerusalem, fussing over food and happily waiting for the kingdom. Many churches are like that. But soon that party was over. Acts 8:1, Saul was consenting to Stephen's death. A great persecution arose against the assembly, which was in Jerusalem in that day. They were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except for the apostles. So persecution scattered the Christians, the easy life was over, the hard part had begun. Yeshua himself did not lead the easy life. During his 3.5 years of teaching the way to life, he was constantly mocked and maligned. Finally, he gave up his own life in the most ignominious and excruciating way possible. Luke 22:44, being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground, end quote. Sweating like great drops of blood is not easy. Christ does not intend for his followers to have an easy life either. Matthew 10, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in their synagogues they will scourge you. Yes, you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the nations, end quote. So Christians are as sheep surrounded by wolves, and that's not an easy life. Matthew 16:24, then Yeshua said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what will a man give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render to everyone according to his deeds, end quote. Whoever gives up his life for Christ will be given life. The Christian must deny himself. To deny the self is the single hardest thing for the self to do. The natural self naturally wants to take the easy way out, placate the self, indulge the self, save the self. Paul was an incredible example of giving up the self. Acts 14, but some Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But as the disciples stood around him, he rose up and entered into the city. On the next day, he went out with Barnabas to Derbe. When they had preached the good news to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that through many afflictions we must enter into the kingdom of God, end quote. Well, after being stoned, Paul looked stone dead. The other Christians stood around him, wondering what to do. Then Paul got up and showed them what to do. Get on with the work. Paul immediately went on doing what he had just been stoned for. And he told the new Christians that through many afflictions, we must enter the kingdom of God. And he had just suffered an affliction. And that was his whole Christian life. 2 Corinthians 6, Paul wrote, "We give no occasion of stumbling in anything, that our service may not be blamed, but in everything commending ourselves as servants of God in great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, distresses, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, watchings, fastings, in pureness, knowledge, patience,